It's Friday, January 10, and with your news at 8 a.m., I am Leonard Vitbien. The IPC has challenged the legality of President Nangolo Mbumba's decision to extend last year's voting period, calling the proclamation contradictory and ambiguous. The party argues that the election process was flawed since extended voting was only implemented at selected polling stations. Co-signed by South African lawyer Anton Katz, the IPC's argument counters Mbumba's statement that he plans a nationwide extension but was advised otherwise by the Electoral Commission. IPC's Imes Nashinge declined to comment further, citing the matter to be sub judice. Activist Hebet Yauch has urged a transformation in the governance approach, highlighting a lack of action despite existing plans and ideas. He criticized the government's tendency to prioritize job security over meaningful delivery, calling for a developmental state driven by accountability and focused on tangible results.
I was involved some years back assisting government in developing a national employment policy, where we went as far as identifying sectors and how many additional jobs can be created there. We identified also the role players. But the shocking thing was, despite all the ideas, despite an implementation plan, very little has happened. It's like basically rested on the shelves of government offices and was not translated into practice. And that puts us to the question of, if things change, isn't it absolutely essential that the nature of the Namibian state needs to change?
The full interview is available on futuremedianews.com.na. General Industries Union GUISA condemns the South African police for destroying a pulley system used to rescue trapped miners in a disused mine in Stilfontein in Northwest. The union claims the police's actions are responsible for the deaths of over 100 illegal miners and is demanding an investigation into the incident. GUISA's president Mametlo Esebe says they will embark on a protest in Klerksdorp to seek justice for the miners.
The shocking these numbers as maybe, it is still an underestimate, as many more have tragically died from falling, hunger and drowning in flooded underground tunnels without prospects of their bodies being recovered. GUISA absolutely refuses to stand idle by while the SAPS perpetuate this humanitarian crisis.
Continentally, a group of 24 armed individuals attempted an attack on Chad's presidential compound overnight but were neutralized by security forces, says the public prosecutor on Thursday. And according to Reuters, gunfire erupted near the president's office in N'Djamena on Wednesday as the military cordoned off surrounding streets. The government later announced that the attempt to destabilize the country had been thwarted, assuring that the situation was under control. Details of the incident remain unclear. Internationally, the United Nations is warning that over 120,000 Syrian refugees are facing desperate conditions as they return to their home country. The UN's refugee agency, UNHCR, says many people have arrived back in Syria following last month's fall of the Assad regime, but families find themselves with little shelter and few economic prospects. From New York is our correspondent, Sally Patterson.
Syria's brutal war has led to a devastating humanitarian crisis. UN figures show nearly 15 million Syrians require health services, 13 million face acute food insecurity, and many have no shelter while battling winter conditions. United Nations officials say they need $73.2 million over the next 6 months to support displaced people. Officials are calling on the international community to act, warning it's time now to turn words into actions. Sally Patterson, New York.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.